If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The shiny-headed among us unite. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Perhaps you've never seen us before. We got a website and lots of pictures online or whatever, but I, Jack, am a man without hair. I'm a bald man. I don't have much hair. I keep it shaved really short because I look like Bozo the Clown if it grows all. But it won't grow more than like a quarter inch anyway if I really let it go.
Katie, may not know this. I've long countered Jack's description of himself with, and I have a lush chestnut mane of hair.
Okay. That is a colorful description. I like that.
Decreasingly chestnut these days as I age, yes?
Well, I'm just, so my husband is also bald, and
not on purpose.
Okay. He shaves it because he gets the fur that comes in along the sides just above the air. Yeah. But he also has one patch that just grows right
on the forehead,
here in the top of his head. Huh. And other guys that I know that are bald have other little patches that grow. Does yours grow?
I don't have a unicorn horn of hair
that just grows at random?
I do not.
Okay.
So you brought up a hair thing yesterday. What was that? The head? Oh, the tattoo on the head, which I had not heard about. So I look at this. Somehow I got this Reddit feed sent to me once on Reddit. Hair transplants. And there's all these guys that are going through the whole process of getting hair. And they do a lot of pictures from the beginning and then the first stage and the next stage over the months, over the years and everything like that. And I got to say, 90% of the time you looked better bald than with what happens. I mean, just scrolling through the pictures.
Yeah. It's the universe telling you your hair was supposed to fall out.
Yeah, I'm glad I, for whatever reason, am not that bothered by the fact that I don't have hair. But most of these pictures, like, dude, you looked way better before. But I had never seen the hair tattoo thing. And so is that just like painting your head black or brown or blonde or whatever color you want to be?
Your bald spot?
Right.
They go in they tattoo it. So it looks like almost a shadow of your hair. So it's like the individual follicles. You guys are both looking at me like I have 8 heads.
No, I'm trying to picture it. I can picture it.
I wonder if I can find any pictures.
Because it gives the appearance of much more hair than you have.
Yeah, it just basically makes it look like your hair is growing in.
Yeah.
However, it's not there. But the woman that just tattooed my eyebrows onto my face told me that apparently it wakes up your hair follicles and has actually promoted some hair growth in bald men.
Yeah, that could be BS. I've been lied to about that before. I'll tell that story in a second. I'm looking at these pictures, though, of the hair tattoo.
What do we think of this person, Katie? She's a good tattooist, but it sounds like bunk to me. I don't know.
She's been doing this her entire life and has a really big passion for it and is very good at what she does. I believe her.
I'm doing this hair tattoo. I'm looking at the pictures. This is the opposite of what I was saying about the hair transplant things, where almost all the pictures, I feel like you look better before. This is for, like, you got, if you have the really short hair like I do, you buzz it down pretty close, but you're bald. So this fills in the part where in the back and the front where you're bald, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, they do a good job.
It looks way better. I'm doing that. I don't know what
to
call it.
So you just look like a Navy SEAL who can't be troubled to have hair.
Right. And I know guys that have full heads of hair that, for whatever reason, prefer this hairstyle. It is low maintenance. I mean, I love the fact that I spend no time or money on my hair. And the wind, the hat, none of that ever has any effect on it whatsoever. But I did have a brief period in college, Gladys, if you could, looking back in time. You've not heard the story, Katie, where I actually had a perm. I had a really short curly perm, which was kind of popular late 70s, early 80s. The white man fro was often called.
It was your Flock of Seagulls days. It was when the wacky hair do was practically required for a hip young man.
You need to post a picture of this.
I don't have any pictures. I got no pictures from...
I don't believe that.
I
don't.
AI does. Come on, let's get to work, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
I wish I had pictures from college, but I don't.
What color was your hair?
Dark brown.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not my perm,
though.
Oh,
boy. Though. Are you wearing a scarf in that photo?
That's a sweater. that is not
That's
my perm.
That's a sweater.
But okay. So I had a little more hair than in that picture you just saw, and they permed it, so the perm kind of filled in the back where I was getting the bald spot.
You paint your bald spot?
And so my hair actually looked better during this brief period when I was 19 than it had ever looked in my entire life. It was a very brief period of time, but I couldn't afford it to keep it up. But anyway, they would massage my head, and they had me pay for this growth thingy that was way more than I could afford either. Also, working at a radio station and stuff, and she would massage my head, and she said, "Oh yeah, I can see him coming in. This is fantastic. Yeah, this looks great." And of course, I want it to be true. It's easy to lie to people when they want something to be true. And of course, I wanted that to be true. I was like, oh yeah, the hair's coming in. I'm going to have hair and a girlfriend before I know it. Because I thought that's what was holding me back, not my impossible to take personality. I thought it was just my hair. But so she'd massage my head, and every week she'd say, oh yeah, we're really seeing it coming in here. Yeah, it's really good. I finally decided.
Wow.
I think somebody told me that's a bunch of shit.
You've been bamboozled.
Jack. And it just, you know, after several weeks of nothing happening, I thought, whatever. Can't believe I fell for that.
She's telling you she's seeing your hair grow back as she's giving you a perm comb over, basically.
Yeah, it was a perm comb over. That's a good description of it. That's what it was. It was a perm comb over. It
right
covered
on,
up spots, but yeah.
You anyway. Paint your bald spot?
What bald
do we
spot?
Have the? Do
what
we
do
have
care?
The?
I'm sick.
Do we have that actual audio, Michael? That's one of my favorite clips of all time.
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick.
No, we're skipping around.
There's a guy calling into the Larry King radio show many, 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 many years ago. Paint your bald spot? What are you talking about, sir?
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
I'm sick.
Sick. I might actually get the tattoo, though. Do you know anybody who does that? Because you just got your eyebrows tattooed on.
I don't know anyone personally that does that, but...
Okay. Anybody listening to this?
Check on Craigslist. You'll find somebody.
Right. Any recently released inmates skilled at the art of tattooing?
Random listener who would like to come into my own home?
Yeah, I'll come to you, Jack.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess that's it.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God.
Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.